Today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed Dalet. We were in the middle of the story of the mice of the man who sent all of his property, Yonatan ben Uzziel, and Shammai, who didn't like what Yonatan did with it. Let's just review it once again inside, and we'll start on Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, because we ended in the middle of the story in order to figure out the timing of Shammai. So we're five lines up from the bottom of the page, Tanu Rabbanan. So there was a guy who had a son who was acting improperly, and he wanted to deprive him of his Yerusha. And we saw that there was a machlokis, whether that was considered to be a good thing. We came out, according to Rabbanan, it's never a good thing. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it's good in cases where the son isn't being noyag kishura to deprive of a Yerusha. So this was a person who wanted to do so. And in order to achieve that, what he did was he was Amad Vekotav Nechasav LeYonatan Ben Uzziel. And he wanted to go, all of his property should go to Yonatan Ben Uzziel. We'll see. It was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik and gadol, Talmud Chacham. So Ma'asa Yonatan Ben Uzziel, Machar Shlish, Vigdish Shlish, Vigzir, Lebanav Shlish. So he went ahead and he sold a third of it for himself. He went to his Magdish, a third of it, L'Shamayim. And he gave a third of it back to the children that the man didn't want to give it to. Now Shammai, he heard about this, was very upset. So Baal of Shammai bin Maklov Tarmilo, full of all of his rayas and his milchomes, Omar Lei. So Yonatan ben Uzziel told him, listen here, Shammai, im ataya cholotzi et masha bacharti, masha gedashti, ataya cholotzi, masha chazarti. If you think that the gift is not a complete gift, so then I wasn't able to be magdish it either. So then see if you can get back that part, so then you can take back what I gave back to him. But im lavi ata yochol lotzi mashi chazarti. But if not, it was a matona gemura, and if it's a matona gemura, there's no way that you can count the fact that I gave it back to the son against me. Shammai realized that he was right. He said, ay, 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 tiach alai ben Uzziel, tiach alai ben Uzziel. Now, the lashon of your mikara maika sofer doesn't fit in with the pshat of Rosh Hashanah. And so, the Rashbam, many others, take out these words, and instead write, v'hu savar. And Shammai had assumed that the logic over here was similar to the maisa of Beit Choron. You remember the story over there was the Tznan. We had this in the Dorim, and we also discussed it in numerous places. But there was a story in Beit Choron, Bechachaya, Aviv Udar, Heimenu Hana'a. So a man was in a terrible position. He was making a chasana of his son, and he didn't get along with his father. And the father was not allowed to be nene from him because of the Dorim that they had made. So he goes and he tells his friend, Vamar Lechaveiro, look, I want to give you the whole chasna hall and the whole su'uda, but I mean, it's clear the point over here is ain't on the fanecha, l'kadesh yavo abba v'yochalim on a b'su'uda. I want Abba to be able to come and eat. Omar lo, so the guy said, well, look, if you really want to give it to me, im shalihin harem ugdashim v'shamayim, so I'm going to give it all to Agdash. Omar lo, what are you out of your mind? I didn't give it to you to give it to Agdash. Omar lo, again, that's the whole point I'm making. You didn't give me any yours at all. You pretended to give it to me. You figure you'll make love over here with your dad. And me, I should be the one who goes to hell for it. You know, I'll pretend that it's mine. So we'll do a little game over here so that you can go ahead and be mutter to be over on your nether, and I'll fool you in going along with this, and then you can tell God, well, what's his name, said it to me, come off it, man. If it were really mine, then I could have been magdish. If I can't be magdish, it's not mine, so who are you trying to fool? Therefore, Tanya's, Yonatan ben Uzziel said, that's the whole point, that I go ahead and I was magdish. So you're going to take back the hagdish? I'm going to take back the hagdish. Elamai, you agree, it was a complete matana. It's not similar to the case over here in Beit Choron where the guy said, Beferish, ain't on the fanecha, ela kadesh yochal haba. He gave it stam. So clearly it was a complete matana to me. Once I went ahead and was meicher, once I went ahead and was ma'akdish, so nobody's going to say that right now I can't give this guy money. I'm giving this guy money for my own money. She's saying, well, the father wouldn't have wanted you to give him. to my business what the father would have wanted. It was given al tanai that if I ever give his kid money, so then the matana is bottle. Where was such a tanai? See, we're all made it, that it was a complete matana. You're saying, but I was okay for his ratzon. Well, I gave him the same cash. What exactly did I do? Shall I realize it? Didn't have any time. So there, they ended up paskening Amruch HaChamim, that indeed kol matana, to give a gift where the gift can't be used, she'ina, she'migdisha, mekudesha, ta'ina matana. So that's not a matana. If the person can't be magdishit, you can't really call that a matana. Now, there's a lot of discussion among the Rishonim, and Lamais, it's clear from the Yerushalmi, the Taisus brings, it's not so pashut. For instance, can you give a matana a manat lazir? You lend somebody an esrik. Can he be magdish the esrik? So you're going to say, so it's not a matana, so it's not going to be yaitse. Obviously, we don't say that. So those who take literally the point over here, and Taisus attempts to say it, you could be magdish it. You could be magdish it for as long as it's in your rishos. You can be magdish it for 5 minutes. Obviously, you don't have the kayak to give it to Agdish permanently when you yourself don't own it, but who say you can't be Magdish? But Lamaisa, the Reed says, of course, has nothing to do with Agdish. If you can't be Magdish, that's not a problem. Because the point over there is, he's just saying that if Lamaisa, it's a fake Matana, like this one, the only reason we take this as a Agdish is because that was the case. But Lamaisa, the guy didn't have any Shaykhis to at all, it's not in the Tina, because he said, I'm giving to you, I'm not your Chalaba. So it just means if it's Baharoma, a Matana, Baharoma is not a Matana. The Yerushalmi says it beferish. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says over there, so you're telling me that you can't give a Matana a Manat Shalotak Dishena? Why is that different than anything else? I can make a Tanai in a Matana. Obviously I could make a Matana, but I want you to be netted from this money and I don't want you to give it a Hegdish. I understand. That's what's wrong with that. You want to give money to an Ani. You say, I don't want you to give this away to other Ani. I want you to have it. But something's wrong with that. Certainly you can do that. So the point over here is, Kol Matana kishuhi kemaase bet choron shayaba orma. Ain't a matana, is the way the Yerushalmi puts it in the end. So it doesn't mean literally what it says here. Tana Rabban, Shmonim, once we bring up already Yonatan ben Uzio, you want you to know who he was and why this guy chose him. Shmonim Talmidim ayulo Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. Shloshim mehem ru'im shetisha aleim shchinak Moshe Rabbeinu. There were 30 of them. The Marsha keeps the gears of Kimesh Rabbeinu. Others take it out. How could it be Kimesh Rabbeinu? Because there was no Navi like, but that's not a kasha. I mean, it's saying that it could have been like Kimesh Rabbeinu. The Marsha Tainis, that the point of here is the same way that Hillel was an incredible Anav. So that they had that Darga of Kimesh Rabbeinu, of Anivas. So they could have been Zeichet, the same Darga. They weren't, as we'll see, but they could have been. And Shloshimehem, maybe they weren't on that darga, but they were Ruim Shetamod Lem Chamak Yeshua, but no, not so bad. So they were like the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, the next 30 of them. And look, you know, Esrim Beinoniim, 20 that were only, you know, so-so. Gadol Shebekulam, the greatest of all of the Talmudim.
Between Moshe and Yeshua?
No. Yonatan Ben Uzziel. Katan Shebekulam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Also, the Gemara says the door wasn't roy that they should be zeicha to that level in the Vias. But they themselves were ruim. Now, the greatest of them all was Yonatan ben Uzziel. The smallest of them all was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When you get a sense of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amru alava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shlo hiniach mikra umishne gemara halacha sagodais dikduki teira dikduki seifri kaling the chamurais gizereshavais tkufais gematrais mishalot kofsim mishalot shalim sichat shedim sichat ekalim sichat malachei hashoris davar gadol davar katan. There was nothing that he didn't know. So there were the halachas refers to halachas reshim. But Sinai, Agadah refers to the Midrashim. What we have in the Midrash Rabbah, the Tanchum, and the Midrash is Agadah, and so on. The Duke Torah are the Yukim that are made with extra letters in the Torah. And so the Duke Seferim are a Chokas to Rabbanim, where they're medactic in the way that people think and what might befall them. Kal V'chomer, Adam is done Mipnei Atzmei, Zereshavas, he needs a Kabbalah from his Rebbe. Tkufa is the whole sugi of Tkufa is Rosh Hashanah and so on for the moon, the sun. Gematria is refers to acronyms or and to numerology. And Mishalot Kovsim, Mishalot Shalim, different types of standard, you know, like Aesop's fables and so on, the type of thing where you're able to teach Chokhmah and Musar, or some say it was metaphors for various cases in the Gemara. Sikhat Shadim is to be able to write kamiyas and make sure that you know how to talk to Shadim and get them to do what you want. The Sikhat Kalim refers not to the talking of the trees out of Tolkien, but rather to the Sikha that human beings know about growing things. In other words, all of the lore and all of the science that had to do with agriculture. Sikhat Malachi HaSharet, Rashi says, I don't know what that is. But the Rashbam says it's referring to being Mashbiya Malachi HaSharet. In other words, to get them to make sure that certain things happen. V'dover Gadol, V'dover Katan. What is the meaning of V'dover Gadol? Ma'aseh Merkava. So that we call the Ma'aseh Merkava. Meaning V'chal, all the Yonim we call today Kabbalah, and Ma'aseh Merkava and Yecheskel. V'dover Katan is Avayis Dabaya V'rova. So we call that a small thing, all of the bayas. Mostly it was a baya varava that raised all of the issues. He had already been mevar all the issues. I mean, obviously it was later forgotten. But Yonatan Uzziah was a book, you know. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a book in all of this. And he was the youngest. He was the smallest of all of the Talmidim of Hillel. The Kayem Majinemar Lanchil Oava Yesh, to give those who love me being Vyotzrotayem Amaleh. So similar this means, the Rashbam understands means Vyotzrotayem Amaleh because I was Mamali Drotzim, so all of this Chachma. But that's when that is the Yeshus it's referring to. Says the Gemara, imagine. If this was the smallest of them, Gadol Shebekulam, Malachas Kama Vakam, imagine. Well, Yonatan ben Uzziel was like if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is absolutely crazy. Amru alav Yonatan ben Uzziel, Bishash Yashev Asik B'Torah Kol Of Shepurech Alav Nisraf. They say by Rabbi Yonatan ben Uzziel, when he's sitting and learning, if a bird flew over him, it was instantly electrocuted by the keach of the chibur to the shechina of his learning, because in Malachi HaShoritz were around him listening to his learning. So, a bird trying to fly through that one didn't make it through. Like flying through the electric wires. Sarkei the commissioner. Ha'omer ze bni ne'eman. Ze achi eno ne'eman. As somebody who identifies someone as his child, now we'll see what this is in a gay epic. We had the whole discussion before, of course, about Yakir, Legabi Bechor. And we'd also broadened that because we recognized that sometimes that has implications about the other children. Because, I mean, if you could say his one son is a Bechor, even though that son may be his youngest son, he's obviously saying that his other sons aren't his own. So then that would mean they're Mamzerim. Well, there's only compassive other sons. Because he has a right to say, Esabachor ben hasnua, so he can say that this woman was snua in terms of her marriage, that it was a marriage of Isser. So he's a ben grusha, ben chalutza. Question is, can he identify a son in the first place? Because, I mean, maybe the whole idea of Yakir, it's a little bit weird. If Yakir should mean, assuming that the guy's a father, so then he's able to be Makir, his son. But why, if we don't know he's a father, then there's no din of Yakir. It's a little weird. So then in what sense could somebody simply say, this is my son? Agabi what? That's what Gemara is going to ask. If he identifies someone as his brother, now immediately comes to mind two issues. One would be the question of Yerusha, assuming he doesn't have any children. The other would be a question of whether this person is going to be chayav or mutter to do Yibum in the event that he doesn't have any children. Okay. L'maisa, the deal over there is that he's not Neman. We'll see, Agabi, what he's not Neman. But certainly, as far as Dinim Omenis is concerned, if there's other brothers, I can't say as one brother, well, this guy I recognize as a brother, therefore we're all mechuyev to give him a Yerusha. I mean, obviously, if I want to say he's a brother, then I'm mechuyev to give him a chelik of the Yerusha. Fine. So then Yitolimo bechelko, so then he has to be mechalik with him. And let's say that there were two brothers, and there were three fields. Each one gets one and a half. So Lemaisa, this guy who's claiming that the third brother, the putative third brother is a brother, he says, okay, well, I have a half a field that really belongs to you, but so does my other brother have a half. Well, the other brothers, let's give names. So Reuven is ready to accept Levi as a brother. Shimon isn't, right? There's three fields. Reuven and Shimon both get a field and a half. So Reuven says to Levi, look, you know, you're really my brother. So one half of a field of mine came out of your chelek, but your other half a field, that came out of Shimon, and Shimon refuses to acknowledge that you're a brother. So, you know, I can give you what I have of yours, but there's no way that I can impose my recognition of you as a brother on anybody else, obviously. We don't have aid him that you're a brother. So, Mamela, he would, since he's made them, say, Das Baldin. So, he would give him a half of his chelek from his mate, Yachzru Nechasim, the Koman. So, now, if this third brother, Levi, the putative brother, dies, So then the Nechasim will only go back to Reuven because he's the only one that had given him. Shimon already inherited him, so to speak. Because Lishitase, if Shimon now changes his mind and suddenly now that Levi's dead realizes that, oh, Levi, oh, of course, long lost brother. So Lamaisa, Reuven will say, well, you already stole his field. So you've got your Yerush in advance. You're not going to get any more. Now, what about if Naflu Nechasim Makom Acher? If Lamaisa Levi had other Nechasim by the time he died, so then Erechiyam? So then that part, the other brother who is now willing to acknowledge him, will be able to be Yerushim. Why? The Gemara is going to ask. I mean, all along we're saying he wasn't a brother. So that we'll see. I mean, but Pashtus, you understand. I mean, Levi has all along been saying that they're both brothers. I mean, he's the one that's being Mechayev that they should get it. The question is, why if Shimon says he doesn't accept it, why does he get the Yerushim? Okay, the Gemara will discuss. But let's start the Mishnah at the beginning. So the Mishnah said, Zebniz Ne'eman Legabei what? Lamai Hilchot. Omer of Yerom Shmuel, but there's 2 points, basically. I mean, if he's a son, so first of all, he's Yoresh, if he dies. And furthermore, if he has a son, then obviously his wife is not B'chuyevet in Yibum, if he died. Well, since he's on the Yorsho, I mean, Yorsho is Pshita, obviously he's Neman. The Yorsho, why wouldn't he be? I mean, look, we said before that he has a Migu. He could always give it to him B'batana. So of course he's going to. We've already done that issue. Now, if you'll say, maybe the Chiddush is that there's a Yakir, and that even those things that he got while he was Goseis, or not a Libet Rabbi Meir, or wasn't Biyadai, all of those cases we spoke about earlier, maybe that's what Shmuel is coming to say, that I need the Chiddush. Problem is, there wouldn't be a Yakir. Because the Yakir is only where we know that it's the man's son. The question is it his Bechor? But why in the world would we think that Yakir means that he can tell us who his son is? Why would he be Ne'eman to say who his son is? So Memela can't mean that he can do more than the Migu. He's believed as far as the Migu is concerned. So Memela, if that's the case, I don't need the Mishnah. So what Shmuel telling me that he's believed to say Liyarsha? That's Pshita. Yeah, okay, Lamais, I mean, the biggest Chiddush is Liftor et Ishtom and Abibum. It's strictly the Chiddush is that over here, if he says B'ni Ne'eman, maybe I would have thought that it's a suffix, so Mamela she should have to get now, how could she get married, Lashuk? So Gamashma, and he's believed that this is his son. Now that's not so partial, as we'll see. Because why would he believe that it's a son? So the truth is, it depends on the situation. So the Gemara asks it first as a kasha, Hanami Tnina. Isn't this Beferish or Mishnah? I mean, it says, Misha Amar B'Sha'at Mitato. Somebody says when he's dying, should know that I have children. Yeshli Banim. So he's Ne'eman. Two, Pater his wife from Yibum. But if he says, Yeshli Achim, to be Mechayev his wife from Yibum, and no Ne'eman. So then, isn't that this case? Says the Gemara, no, it's actually not the same. Because if we had only that case, we were talking about the most basic case, is Asam. Deloy Murzaklan, the case over there is we don't have any reason to assume that there were any Achim, or for that matter, Bonim. And so for that, the woman was essentially in a situation where she was in a chazaka that does not require Yibum. Why? Because even though in an Isser D'Oraisa we would go L'chumra, but over here it's a Sveik. First of all, maybe she's not Chayeves in Yibum because he has children, which we don't know one way or the other. And even if he does not have children, he may not have any brothers to be Mechayev or Yibum. So therefore, Me'ikra Din, she would anyway be Muteret to Lashuk, like not a Yevam Lashuk. And that was the case over there that the Gemara had to come out with, so that the Chiddush, you'll ask if that's the case. I mean, what's an Afkamina? I mean, if Lamaisa anyway, she wouldn't be Zekuka Liyibum, Mitam Tzveik Tzveika. So then what difference does it make over here that he would say something which anyway doesn't change anything? But it does, you see, because if Lamaisa, somebody would come along with the time that he is a brother, if it hadn't been that he had said anything, we just didn't have any basis to say anything, then we already would have had to min cheshish. But now that we paskined, based on what he told us, that there was no chiyuv of yibum, so even if a brother, a putative brother comes along, it's not going to change our current chazaka that she is considered to be patur from yibum. But the case over here in our Mishnah goes beyond that. Halcha, afa gavna muhzak li ba'achi. Over here it's talking about where there is an assumption. I mean, it's not based really on anything other than just an assumption, because we've seen people that he seems to hang around like brothers, they treat each other like brothers, and so on. It's not that we ever had any witnesses or anything. So it's coming to tell me that over here, even where there's that type of chazaka, that since we have now a migul, really, in other words, we have a hoel, since if he had wanted to pater her now from yibum, he always has biyodei to be megarish her, so therefore it's considered to be a, why would he have to be meshaker, malo leshaker? He could achieve the same end, it's in his hand to do, and when it's in his hand to do, so we always believe him. In this case, therefore, the chiddush is that you might think you don't say mali l'shaker b'mokom edim, perhaps we shouldn't say it b'mokom a putative chazaka. So it's just a presumption that we're making based on the way that we perceive things. Kamash Malan, that is not considered to be the equivalent of something that has been established legally. It's just continuing the basis of the assumption that we had. And for that, Amala the Shaker is strong enough to overturn it. So therefore, we need to have this Chiddush in our Mishnah to add to what it is that was stated in the Sugya in Kiddush.
Omri Yosef. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mipnei Ma Omru Zebni Ne'eman. Why indeed then would he be Ne'eman in this case, if he is saying that even the case where Muchzik Ba'achim? Very simple, because he has a migul in this case. It says over here that he has a son, it's because he could divorce his wife. Therefore, because a Baal is Ne'eman, to say, Girashti et Ishti Ne'eman, so because of that, he's believed, because Lamaisa ends up being in his hands to do it anyway. Now, the problem is the way that it's phrased over here. What do you mean? Because a Baal is Neman to say Girashti et Ishti. I thought the point is that he's Neman because he can give a get. Not because he's Neman to say, I gave a get. It doesn't say anywhere that a guy is Neman to say, I gave a get. It does say that he's not meant to say that she's Ptura from Yivam here in this Mishnah. So Rabbi Yosef, who said this over, this happens quite often, that Rabbi Yosef, remember, became ill and he forgot a lot of his learning and he was misupic, a lot of the things that he himself said. See, he, after repeating that, he said, what the heck is that supposed to mean? Amr Rabbi Yosef, Mori Davram, Ribbeinu Shel Olam. This is crazy. Couldn't have been what I really learned. Toli Tanya, but a low Tanya. I understand. This, we're saying, why is he believed? The Mishnah says he's believed. Why is he believed? Because the guy is believed to say that I was begarish my wife. Where does it say that he's begarish his wife? This doesn't make any sense. Elohachi Yitmar. This is what I must have heard. Forget about the Amr of Yudah, because that part he's not re-examining. He's re-examining what it was that he thought he remembered that Rabbi Yudah taught him about Shmuel. So cut out the Amr of Yudah. Must be that Amra Shmuel, Mipnei Ma Amru Ze B'ni Ne'eman, Ho'il B'yado Legarsha. That must be the point. Since Lamaisa, he's able to be Megarisher, so Memele, in that case, he would be Ne'eman. So the Nafkamina would be that if afterwards, now some, they would come along, the Achim, since Lamaisa at the time that we accepted his Diburim, that he had a son, he had now that migu. So Memela, at this point, we had been Machziker, is not Chayevitz in Yibum. So Memela wouldn't change. Therefore, it's important for us to establish that if he's not now contradicting anything in the Chazaka, either in the earlier case, where there's a Chazaka, there's no Chazaka, that there's a brother, so then it's valuable to us that he should be made and support the current situation so that it won't change later on, if in fact somebody comes along now and claims to be a brother. And in this case, it's talking about even if he does have now a chazaka that there's a brother, meaning not Adis, but that it's a chazaka, people assumed that he had brother, that since over here, if he wanted to, at this point, he could give her a get. So we say, Malo L'Shaker. Malo L'Shaker is a migul. So I might have, what's the chiddush? I might have thought that a chazaka, even of this type, but we don't really have any strong basis for the chazaka, it's just the way we've assumed all along, that you can't say mala l'shakir b'mokam chazaka, kamash v'lam, that is nema. All right? So that would mean the main point over here would be to be matir her l'shuk, in a case where we had assumed that there were brothers. That would be the case. Fine? Now, Lamaisa, how do I fit in the last piece, says Rabbi Yosef to himself? I understand now. What happened was like this. Shmuel gave a reason for the Mishnah. From that reason, it became clear the thing that I said. In other words, since the Mishnah only makes sense if we assume that the Baal could be Megarisher, so Lamaisa, if a guy comes along and says, I was Megarish, my wife, it's also Biyodah to be Megarisher. So what's the difference whether he says, my wife is Ptur L'Yibam, that we believe him, because it's Biyodah L'Garisha, or to say, my wife is Muteris, is an Eshesish, because it's Biyodah L'Garisha right now. So therefore, if he claims, I was Megarisha, so since it's Biyodah to be Megarisha, so Malo L'Shakir, he wants to be Mater and give her again. That must be what happened. So this was an implication of what it was that Shmuel had said. Let's see that inside. Omer Rav Yosef, Zahash de Amrit Amrinan Hayu. Now that we say that Ho'il Biyado L'Garisha, the same thing would apply to a case where a Baal comes along and he says, Girashti et Ishti, Ne'eman, is the same reason. We believed him because of the ability to be Megarish, to be Mater Yavam L'Shuk, a possible Yavam L'Shuk. So it would be Ma'aminim to be Mater Neshizish. Because it's Biyado L'Garisha. Ki Ata, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omar, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying, Baal she'amar gerashti et ishti eino ne'eman. If a husband says, I gave my wife a divorce, he's not believed. Min ha'peach Rav Sheshet b'yadei, so Rav Sheshet. This is very interesting. Did you ever wonder why, when we say goodbye, it's by waving your hand? What kind of business is that? Why is that like a universal sign of bye-bye? So over here, the point of a min ha'peach is that you create a wind. So in creating the wind, you're saying, just like that completely disappeared the moment that I made it, so too, this is the end. Right? So min ha'peach over here means, what we would say, is that he waved goodbye. Ozelei hai elder Rav Yosef, bye-bye elder Rav Yosef, see you later alligator. Because Rav Yochanan just said that it isn't true. He said, it's partial meaning min ha'peach, he wiped off a little piece from his thing. Right? Yeah, so just blow off. Basically. It's interesting, Rabbi Gershom learns it means he gave him a bronze cheer. Yeah, Mefiach, he says. He says, after Mefiach. He gave him a bronze cheer. Anyway, so much for your hoyo. Because Rabbi Yochanan just said, a Baal is not Nema. Why isn't he Nema? I said, what's the Svara? Mistama, because if he would have been Megarisha, it would be a kol. So it's, he's going against an umdana that when a woman gets a get, there's a call that she's Megureshet. Okay, now that doesn't affect Shmuel, of course. Shmuel was saying, since he could be Megarish, he's not saying he was Megarish. In a case where he's saying, I was Megarish, so then it's not Biyadai to have achieved that, because obviously he hadn't. Okay, so that's Ozelei Hoyolder of Yosef. Bye-bye, Hoyolder of Yosef. It is, ain't it? I thought he says just the opposite, that he is Neman. So now what are we going to say that what? It's Treyamorayali, but Rabbi Yochanan. There's no way for us to work out Rabbi Yochanan. He says, well, of course there is. Lokasha. Depends on what the case is. Suppose his wife is found to have been carrying on with some other guy a month ago. So he, in order to cover for his wife, he says, oh, I had given her a get already. Over there he's not Neman. But that's because it's not biyada to be megarisher now retroactively. You can only be megarisher from this point on. So masha inken kam lahaba. If a guy says today I was megarisher, so it's biyada legarisher now. That's the difference. Apparently, we were wrong in assuming that the issue was the kol. The question over here is simply: you don't have a migu to do something in the past. You only have a migu to do something in the future. In which case, Rabbi Yosef Soho was really true. Was wrong. We shouldn't have waved goodbye so quickly, Rabbi Yosef Soho. We just need to clarify that the only thing that the hoyo would mean is that today, if a guy says, I just gave her a get, then he's believed because he could just give her a get.
But Einochinam, you can't say, I gave her a get at some point in the past. Now, the question is, suppose it is not Nogea, the past. The wife hadn't made out with anybody. Nothing had happened. The guy came along and he said, my wife is Begureshet. And he said, when did you give her a get? A month ago. So it's not Biyodai today to give her a get a month ago. So you could say, okay, but it's irrelevant that it's a month ago. I mean, because that wasn't the point. The point is he's saying right now she's Begureshet. So, David, so do we have to say that since in saying that something had happened a month ago, he couldn't make that event happen. So Mamela, the whole thing is bottle. Because he doesn't have a bigo to make happen what he said happen. Or do we say, okay, but forget about that part. We could say pagin and dibure. He is saying my wife is begureshet. The fact that it happens to be that he's saying that that's when the get was given is not really relevant to us. So Mamela, we should say the part that he said a month ago, okay, that doesn't register. We don't have a bigo for that. But the part that Be'etzim she is Begureshet, that we do have a migo for. So we should just look at that part. That's the question. So Iboilu, Amar lemafreya ma. Suppose he said, I had given this get a month ago. So would he be believed lagabe the lahaba? Ma'o lehimune lahaba. Mi palginan dibura. Can we split the words and ignore the part about l'sha'ama? Olo palginan dibura. So Rav Mori and Rav Zvid argued about this question. Chad amar paginan, v'chad amar lo paginan. But, I mean, isn't this like a very famous case? Maishra midarava. How is this any different than the famous psak about a case to Amarava? If a guy comes along and he claims that he found so-and-so sleeping with his wife, ish ploni ba'al ishti, and there's another witness to this. So who v'acher mitstarfim lahorgo? He and another witness could get this guy killed in Bezdan, even though he's testifying about his wife. But note that it says Lohorgo. Obviously, he's not believed Lohorga. So in other words, even though he's not believed Lohorga, because he's considered to be a Karev, but Lagabe, the part that this man slept with an Eshashish. Ignore which Eshashish, right? Because that's irrelevant. This guy slept with an Eshashish. It happens to be she's my Eshashish. But so that apparently that we do say Pagin and Diburai. So maybe over here, it certainly strikes you as being exactly the same case, no? Says Gemara, no, it's not the same case. Because betray Gufe Pagina, but Bechad Gufa lo Pagina. You have over here, there's two different people. There's the Boel, and there's the Isha. So we could say he's saying a complete testimony vis-a-vis the Boel. The Boel slept with this woman. Then, what about the fact that he and the other guy are both being made out that this woman also slept with the guy? His testimony is not valid, Lagabi the woman, because it's his wife. Fine, but the complete testimony was said Lagabi the other guy. But over here, Bechad Gufa, what are we going to do? We're going to take a knife and slice it. What did he say? He said the get was given a month ago. But we know that we can't believe him that the get was given a month ago. So here it's about the same woman. So to split the Lamafreya element and the Laba element in one Isha, that was a machlokas between Ramari and Rav Zvid. And we did not have a raya from Rava's case to that. My Sava, Mishum Maaseh the Beit Choron, Titna. Maaseh the Beit Choron Bechad Shel Aviv Mudarei Menu Hana'a. Of this guy, meaning me. Indeed, forget it. Inamatana. Tana Rabbana. 80 talmidim ayu lalei Hillel hazaken. 30 mehem ruuyim shetishrei aleihem shechina, kemo sherabbeinu. 30 mehem ruuyim shetaamod lahem chama, ki Yoshua bin Nun. 20 benonim. Gadol shebekulam, Yonatan ben Uzziel. Katan shebekulam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amru alava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shoyniach mikra u'mishnah gemara alachot v'agadot v'dikdukei Torah v'dikdukei sofrim kalim v'chamurim zerot shavot, kufot, gematriot, mishalot kofsim Shalosh Shualim, Sichat Shidim, Sichat Dekalim, Sichat Malachi Ashores, Davar Gadol v'Davar Katan, Davar Gadol being Maaseh Merkava, v'Davar Katan being Havayot Abaye v'Rava, L'Kayim Mash Ne'emar, L'Ankhilo Hava Yesh v'Otzroteim Amalei. V'Chim Yachad V'Kotel Shebekulam Kein, Gadol Shebekulam Alachat Kama V'Kama, Amru Alav Yonatan Ben Uziel, V'Sha'ah Sh'yoshev V'Osek B'Torah, Kol Ov Sheporeak Alav B'Yad Nisra. Ha'omer Zeh Beni Ne'eman, Zeh Achi Eino Ne'eman, but you told him, oh, Bechelko made Yachzru Nechassim to the guy who gave it to them, Lemekoma. If Naflulo to the new brother Nechassim Imakom Acher, then Eino Chinami Yeshua Chavimo. Zeh Beni Ne'eman Lemayo Chita. Om Rav Yonam Hashmuel Liyorsho, Veliftar at Ishto Mena Yibum. Liyorsho, Pshita. Liftar at Ishto Mena Yibum is Trichala, Anami Tadina. Mi sha'amar b'sha'at mitato yesh li banim ne'eman, yesh li achim eino ne'eman. Atam lo mulzik lon ba'achi. Hoch av agav de mulzik lei be'ach. Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yudah, Om Shmuel. Mipnei ma amru ze b'ni ne'eman? Ho il, ubal shamar garashti tishti ne'eman. Om Rav Yosef. Fuf, mori da Avron. Toli tanya b'lo tanya? Eli idma hoch idma. Om Rav Shmuel, mipnei ma amru ze b'ni ne'eman, ho il v'yado l'garsha, to which Rav Yosef added, Om Rav Yosef, hashta di amret, amrinan ho il, to be matir, the yevama, so therefore a baal sh'amar gerashti et ishti, is also ne'eman, ho il v'yado l'garsha. Yad Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Om Rav Yochanan, a baal sh'amar gerashti et ishti, eino ne'eman. Minafeach Rav Sheshet b'yaday, bye-bye, ho il Rav Yosef. Any of Amrib Chibaravin, Amrib Yochanan, Baal Shamagarash Tishti, Ne'eman, Lokashikan Lemafreya Karna Haba, Iboilu, Amar Lemafreya, Mao Lemune Lahaba, Mipaginan Dibura, Olo Pagina Dibura. So Reb Mori, Reb Zvid, Chanamar Paginan, Vachanamar Lo Paginan. Maishnamid Rava, the Amarava, Ish Plodi Baal Ishti, Huvi Achermit Starfim Lahorgo, Lahorgo Velo Lahorga. So apparently, Paginan Dibure, Betray Gufe, Paginan, Bechad Gufe, Lo Paginan.